On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came a new smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she chooses.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Sure, why not?
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm one of those people that are mentioned in the title. Thanks for being here. Hey, what's up? What's up? I don't know what you just said. What's up? What's up? I think you meant to say, what's up? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Your applause is deafening. Thank you so much. Let me put earplugs in my ears so that I can put up with your adulation. All right. Okay. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about the fat boy in the kitchen. Today is not Monday. I think most of America woke up today and said, this is Monday, right? The start of a new week? No, it's Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday, even though most people didn't work. Unless you're in retail. what a wonderful concept that is, huh? Most of us had a three-day weekend, and I don't know where you live. It could have been rainy, it could have been stormy, it could have been beautiful. That's the great thing about this country. You can't say anything that really has anything to do with anybody, necessarily. All right. Yeah, it is Tuesday, man. If your trash gets picked up on a Monday, it's not going to be picked up till today. It's going to be crazy, man. There's going to be garbage trucks all over the place, not knowing if it's Monday or Tuesday. Now it's a short work week, right? Yeah. By the way, I'm going to start a petition. I don't know if you want to sign it or not. Probably not, because I know you don't sign things. You just send emails. But this is what I want to do. I want to stop daylight savings time. Stop it. We've saved enough daylight over the years. We've saved so much daylight, it's not funny. It's like saving the whales. I've got six of them in my closet. I have no more room to put them. Look, daylight savings time, stop it. Just stop it. Who came up with this? I want to screw with times. Some president or some Congress at some point in our... I'm not big on history, so I'm not going to give you a history lesson. I don't know who started this crap. But what is with this saving daylight? What are you talking about? Why are you screwing with this? The earth rotates. There's a sun, then there isn't a sun. It sets, it rises, it doesn't, but it looks like it does. You know the story. Why are we saving this time? How much daylight do you want to save? Use it! Standard time, it's standard. Who's screwing around with this? Now in Arizona, in the Phoenix, the greater Phoenix area, They decided this is bullshit. What are we doing here? Why are we screwing everybody up every half year? What are you doing? What are you spring forward, fall backwards? Close your mouth. Shut up. Stop with this stupid stuff. I don't want to spring forward. I want to fall back. I don't want to fall anywhere. Cut it out. Stop screwing with time. Don't you realize eventually, if you screw with time too much, the world will stop spinning and everything will get screwed up? You can't go back in time like that. Nor forward in time. What are you doing? It's so artificial. It's so artificial. It's got to stop. So I know Congress can't do anything. I mean, they haven't even voted on the debt ceiling. Look up toward see the debt ceiling? They want to raise it a little bit. They have to. It's funny, the Republicans are saying, no, you know, you've got to cut spending. We've got to stop raising the debt. You've got to cut spending. Hey, check out your 4 years with Trump. He spent more in a four-year period than any president in our history. Look it up. Google it. And now you want to, we can do it, but you can't. What are you talking about? Why don't you just vote on daylight savings time? Maybe, I don't even think you can do that successfully. Let's stop with this thing. You know, we're getting into the summer months. I live in the Northeast, in the Boston area. I'm not gloating, certainly not at this point. oh my God, sunset is going to be like 8:30 at night. 8:30? It's still sunny outside at 8:30? What the hell did you do? You screwed this up really bad. Even those of you that like fireworks, you got to wait till 9:15, 9:30 before it's like completely dark. What the hell's wrong with this place? What am I living in Nova Scotia? Where are the Northern Lights? Where am I living here? Doesn't get dark until 9 o'clock at night. What? Most of us still have jobs. We still have to get up at the same time in the morning. We need to get some sleep. Going to bed at 9 o'clock, some of us have to do that. And it's still kind of light out. And there's still people partying in their backyards. What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Stop screwing with this. Nighttime should be dark. I don't care what happens in the morning. I'm too tired to even realize what's going on in the morning. It's the evening that I'm still awake, and this makes a difference to me. Cut it out. Oh, man. Society makes no sense. What the hell are we doing? We're like the Celtics. Everything's going fine, and then someone comes around and screws it all up. We are our worst enemy. Just like a basketball team. We are our worst enemy. It's true. Putin's sitting in a throne somewhere in Moscow, the Kremlin, just watching us do our stuff and being childish and stupid. And Putin's just sitting there going, I don't have to really do anything here. All I have to do is sit back and they destroy themselves, these democracy people. This is fantastic. Just, I don't have to do any, I'll help it along a little bit to make it destroy itself a little bit more, but I don't really have to do too much. You're making Putin so happy. You really are. Oh, God, what are we doing? Why do we do this to ourselves? The world used to look to us for intelligence and common sense and leadership. And then we had 4 years of that Trump guy, and it is like, hey, I'll destroy it for you. Don't worry about it. I want to be king. I want to be a dictator. So, like, sure, I'll destroy democracy. Sure. Still doing it. Still doing it. Spends every moment of his life trying to destroy everything. No, Ron. He's spending every moment of his life trying to make everything better. Oh, I see, cult member. Anyway, that's not why I'm here. That's not what I wanted to talk about. It really isn't. I just wanted to bitch about daylight savings time is what I wanted to do. I think I've completed that portion of the program. The writer's strike is still on. There's going to be no new television shows for quite a period of time in the fall. Because this is around the time when they start actually doing the shows, recording them, so that you have a nice fall television season. There's no shows because there's no writers. So everything's delayed, and it's starting to become consequential for your entertainment purposes in the fall. If you like watching reruns of things, you'll enjoy the writer's strike. And the major reason that the writers are... Well, there's a few reasons why the writers are striking. One of them is because of streaming. Because residuals for something that streams are not possible. In other words, when they show something on television or in the movies, the writers get paid and they get residuals and that kind of thing. When you stream it on your computer, they don't. I guess there are ways of doing it, but it gets very complicated. So they're pissed about that. But, you know, in that sense, writers, that's just technology. That's just where we are. There's nothing much you can do about that. Okay, so suck that one up. But it's not just a matter of pay for the writers. That's not it. It's artificial intelligence. And as I've said before, that is mislabeled. Artificial intelligence is what human beings have. Anyway, machines, just like they talked about way back in the 80s, the 1980s, and before that, someday computers will take over the world. They have. Oh, they have. Whenever I have a customer service problem with just about any company ever devised, when I call on the phone, a person doesn't answer the phone, a computer does. An artificial voice will be talking to me, and we will have a shouting match. And the artificial voice doesn't give a shit what I'm saying. It just doesn't work. Yes, I am Bob, the artificial intelligence customer service person. I can handle any one of your problems. No, you can't, Bob. You can handle none of my problems, because part of the problem is I'm not speaking to a human being. So, A, I can't guarantee that you're understanding me, and B, you're not taking care of my specific needs, because I am not to be categorized with my problems. I'm having a problem with your company. I wish that there were enough companies that didn't do artificial intelligence customer service so that I could just leave all these artificial intelligence companies and only deal with ones with human beings, where they actually get jobs, where they actually get paid, when they can, that kind of thing. Remember that? Ron, it's not putting people out of work. I mean, there's more jobs in data processing now. Oh, shut up. Shut up. You are putting people out of work. Just shut up and stop making excuses. This is actually starting to occur in a big, big fashion. Well, Ron, you know, you don't have to make phone calls anymore. You don't have to speak to anybody. You can go onto your computer and we can resolve it there. No, that's just as bad. The computer does not understand my specific problem. And besides, let's look at customer service as a concept. You need another human being, another person with a heartbeat, to hear you out. There's a psychology involved. Oh, you have a problem? Let me assure you, I can take care of it for you. Tell me what your problem is. Are you happy now, Mr. Van Dam? Are there any other things I can do to satisfy any problems, anything else? No, thank you. You've been very helpful. You're very welcome. That's the way it should be. That's the way it was. Now you're arguing with a machine. I want to speak to a customer service representative. I'm sorry, you didn't answer my question. Is this about billing? Or no, it's not about billing. I lost my credit card. That's not one of the options. Is this about billing or is it about... No, I lost my credit. All right, hold on for a live representative. Your call is number 7,232 in the queue. And by the way, the COVID thing's over. Possibly not in China. That's a whole nother subject. But it's over here. It's gone. Maybe there are some human beings working from home. That's fine. But when I call any kind of phone number or any kind of customer service or anything like that, if I can get through to a human being and be put in queue to speak to an actual human, oh boy, I can't wait. The recording always says, we are experiencing a higher call volume than usual. How can you say that every single time? Then it's not higher than usual, it is usual. And if it's higher than usual, hire more people. Get it? Higher. Well, then higher. You get it? It's funny. I think that pisses me off more than anything. I think it. If you're upset with your spouse and your marriage, you'll find that in comparison to being frustrated to get an answer from a company, you'll find that your marriage is actually very comfortable and enjoyable. In comparison. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. My wife got a phone call and it said that her credit card has been compromised. There's been a charge made from somebody in Honduras and the charge did not go through. Well, we don't live in Honduras and we don't know anybody there either. Sure, it's a very nice place, but haven't been there, didn't go there yesterday shopping. So we called the credit card company. And it happened to be Citizens Bank, I'll just say that, give them a shout out of stupidity. Called the number, artificial intelligence did not give me a option for a lost credit card or one where charges are being, didn't give me that option. Do you want billing? Did you have indigestion from your dinner last night? Finally, when you shout at it enough, it says, I'm not understanding what you're saying. I'm going to have to put you through to customer service. So we're expecting a higher than usual call volume. Oh God, here we go. Your call will be answered in a bit longer than 10 minutes. 50 minutes later, 50 minutes later, a guy gets on the phone. I don't think he was sitting in a office anywhere. It sounded like he was in the Philippines or in India. I have nothing against those two places, but come on. And they took care of the situation almost an hour later. And the frustration and the anger was building. There wasn't even a thing that came back on the phone and said, your call will be answered. You're number 26 in line. Nothing like that. I didn't even know if we were still on hold or not. The music just kept playing and playing and playing. And when you're on hold, the music is never appreciable. It's never great. It's always horrible music. If you press 1 on your keypad or whatever, we can call you back at our earliest convenience. When is that going to be? September? If I'm on hold for an hour almost. That does. When are you going to call me back? You don't have anybody. You just told me you have a higher than usual call volume. You're never going to call me back. And I am financially in stress here right now. It was an awful experience. It was an awful experience. Needless to say, Citizens Bank, we're canceling our credit card with you because you suck. It is blasphemous that you would keep a customer on hold for nearly an hour to speak to an agent about the abuse of a credit card. I mean, no. No. You know, if people like me drew the line a little bit more and said, no, this ain't happening. Bye-bye. I'm telling you. Customer service is a lot of it for me. When I make a phone call, and I still do that, I know I'm archaic. When I make a phone call and somebody answers the phone, I love them. I don't care what you're selling. I love you. I love you. I love your company for not falling under the guise of this artificial intelligence, which is only getting worse. We have scams up the ass now because of artificial intelligence. You don't know if you're getting a call from CVS or an email from CVS. It can even have the caller ID of CVS, but it's not CVS. It's some guy sitting in his basement in some third world country trying to scam you and ruin your life. There's no way to tell anymore. So where do we end up? I'll tell you where I end up. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anything. If you say you're going to do something for me, you're not doing it until I do a thorough background check on you. I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. Because that's what we have to do now. So thank you very much, artificial intelligence. Thank you very much. Companies have to spend zillions of dollars for security, for cybersecurity. Zillions of our money. It's sad. It's a sad, sad situation. And it's getting sadder every day. What are you going to do? Nothing. Can't do anything about it. You know, I say to the younger generation, the kids of yesterday, and I'm a kid of yesterday, I say the kids of today, and I say this on the show all the time, this is how I know that I'm turning into my parents, because my parents always used to tell me, oh, Ron, things were simpler when we were growing up. This is like back like in the 1920s or something, or 1930s or whatever that was, in the 1920s. Things were much, much simpler. And I thought, no, you don't understand how wonderful things are today. Now I'm turning to my parents because I'm saying to all the younger people, you know, things were a lot simpler. Things were okay. And then somebody had to screw with it. It's like Coca-Cola. That was fine. That was selling off the shelves. Then they came up with the new Coke. What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Then they had to start screwing with time. I'm telling you, man, it's a struggle. No, Ron, life is so much simpler now. No, it's a struggle. We have to struggle even more now. When a simple phone call with a human being could solve the problem in 1 minute. Instead, I'm holding for an hour. Are there more people on the planet all of a sudden? Is that what happened? Did the population of the world like triple overnight and now all of a sudden there's not enough people to service anybody? No, what they thought was when they had the artificial intelligence that we didn't need as many human beings in the workforce, that it's not working out. It's not working out. That's not the way it's happening. We need more human beings in the workforce. Pay them, give them jobs, give them careers. Customer service, you are the front line. You are the front line. Because we have problems, and we need people to service us. That's a good job. It should be a great job. Nurses, yeah, we need you. Doctors, yeah, we need you. Teachers, yeah, we need you. We need customer service people, too. We need them. They're first responders. I got a problem. The first responder is a customer service person at the company that I have a problem with. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Nobody's doing anything about it. Oh, well. You know, when things are going really crappy, it's time to turn to the stars. And I'm not talking about the celebrities. I'm talking about the horoscope. Some people do this. They get it. They know. Yeah. Well, let's check the stars.
Greetings, fellow planetary travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Let's take a look and see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, the stars would like to apologize in advance for what's going to happen this month and to remind you that on some people, scars are quite becoming. Pisces, avoid people named Philip this month, especially Phillips who ask if you'd like to see the machete collection they keep in their sub-basement. Aries, you'll spend some quality time at home this month thanks to not noticing the difference between a Hershey bar and a chocolate laxative. Remember to courtesy flush. Taurus, for some reason, true love and back alley flamenco dance lessons go hand in hand this month. Gemini, your plans to become a professional wrestler take a turn for the worse this month when you realize that you and tights just don't mix. Although the mask works, so maybe keep the dream alive. Cancer. This is the month you finally discover how many tomatoes you can fit in your mouth at once. Unfortunately, it will be against your will. Leo. Do not accept pigs from strangers. It may seem like a good way to get free bacon, but it will only lead to a bad case of demonic possession. Virgo, a double espresso, a croissant, and a fake Lithuanian accent are all you need for success this month. Don't ask me how. Scorpio, this month, wear a cup. Everywhere. You never know. Sagittarius, you'll have a chance to drive a Zamboni this month. You will be drunk, and the police will be chasing you, and there's a good chance shots will be fired, but whee, a Zamboni! Capricorn, take every fortune cookie you read this month very literally. It could save your life or the life of someone you love. Oh, ignore the lucky numbers, though. That's just made-up nonsense. I'm Kip Starchild, and that's your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Make good choices. Peace.
This episode of The Ron Van Dam Show is brought to you in part by Gary. You know him, you love him, it's Gary. Looking for a little help around the house? Give Gary a call. Painting, gutter repair, maintenance, Gary's your guy. Looking for a classically trained violinist? That's Gary. Does your kid's birthday party need a juggling magic clown? Gary's on his way. Can't perfect that chocolate souffle? Here comes Chef Gary. Tricky algebra problem got you stumped? Gary has the answer. Need a spleen donor in a hurry? Get Gary on the line. Want to start, continue, or complete your ninja training? Gary is here to help. Still wondering who murdered your rich uncle and why? Put Detective Gary on the case. Need an ancient Sumerian text translated? Give it to Gary. Trouble trimming your bonsai tree properly? Gary and his clippers are headed your way. Spouse unsatisfied in the bedroom? You could use a little Gary. Brought down a wild boar with a bow and arrow and need it expertly butchered? Sounds like a job for Gary. Need a rival bumped off? Gary knows a guy who knows a guy. Looking for a drag queen in a hurry? Gary's ready to sashay on over. Constipation? Time for Gary. Need a flamethrower for reasons you'd rather not discuss? Whoosh! Gary's got one. Thinking that maybe some unnecessary surgery is just what you need? Gary's removed more kidneys in a weekend than most doctors do all year. Wondering whatever became of your high school girlfriend? Gary knows right where the Witness Protection Program put her, and he has her number. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, and for whatever reason, you know who's your go-to. It's Gary. Gary is available 24/7 in all 48 contiguous U.S. states and by special arrangement for requests in Alaska, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Guam. Contacting Gary does not constitute a legally binding agreement or contract, and Gary cannot be held liable for any damages that occur in the course of fulfilling the request. Gary does not openly accept monetary compensation, although such compensation will be accepted if offered, and the acceptance of said compensation does not constitute a legally binding agreement or contract. Any arrangement with Gary will be considered null and void if you ever ask what his last name is.
That'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program, but until then, I wish you peace. And thank you, Gary. Thank you.